Hello everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 25th mitzvah, the mitzvah to light the menorah. The Rambam says that there is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to clean and light the menorah every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, everybody else amongst the Rishonim, amongst the early commentators, agrees that there is a mitzvah to light the menorah every single day. However, the Rambam has a unique opinion. Everybody else holds that there is a mitzvah to light the menorah in the evening, and then in the morning there is a mitzvah to clean it out. The Rambam, based on his own unique interpretation of the verses in Parshas Tetzaveh, as well as in Parshas Beha'aloscha, which talk about lighting the menorah, the Rambam actually believes that there is a mitzvah to both clean and light the menorah, both at night and in the morning. Therefore, the Rambam says, the actual mitzvah is to make sure that the menorah is lit all day long. And we do that by lighting it at night, and then once again by lighting it during the day. The reason for the Rambam's opinion is, as I said, a very unique way of interpreting the verses in Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Beha'aloscha. It's rather technical to get into, both from a grammatical as well as a Gemara standpoint, how you reconcile the Rambam's opinion with various Mishnayos and Gemaras that seem to contradict it. But very simply put, the Rambam believes that the language of hatava, which literally means to make good, means both lighting and cleaning. In other words, hatavas haneros, or making the neros good, making the lamps good, is referring to the entire menorah process, which includes both the cleaning and the lighting, as opposed to all the other opinions amongst the Rishonim, which disagree and say that the hatava, the making good, is completely separate from lighting, which is called hadlaka. They hold that hatava literally just means to clean out the lamps in the morning. The Rambam says that no, it means both lighting and cleaning, and therefore refers to the entire process or utilizing the menorah as a whole. This opinion of the Rambam actually can help shed light, if you pardon the pun, on a famous Maimer Chazal, a famous statement of the rabbis, both in the Gemara as well as in the Medrash. The rabbinic statement says, or asks, why we need to light the menorah. Why do we need to light the menorah? What is the function of lighting the menorah? Is it to illuminate the Beis HaMikdash, or is it to illuminate the rest of the world? Now, the second opinion, to illuminate the rest of the world, is a little bit strange. Why would we do that? We should be lighting them outside, then, if that were the case. The Medrash explains that the windows of the Beis HaMikdash were slanted outwards. Oftentimes, in ancient buildings, the windows, or the holes in the wall, were slanted facing inside to allow the light to filter in and cover a much larger swath of area of the building's interior. The Beis HaMikdash was built in the reverse, where the concavity of the windows were facing outward to actually allow a minimum of light inside. And the Gemara and Medrash explain that it was to symbolize that the light that was inside the Beis HaMikdash was to essentially flow outwards and to illuminate the world. Therefore, the Medrash says that the point of lighting the menorah was not to light up the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash per se. In fact, there are some opinions that there were actually others, that there were other lamps or torches that were used for that purpose. But rather, the main purpose was to have the light radiate outward to the rest of the world. And this opinion of the Rambam, that the menorah was lit both during the night and during the day, works extremely well with this rabbinic statement. Because especially during the day, you don't need a menorah. You have natural light filtering into the Beis HaMikdash. So why is there a mitzvah to light the menorah during the day? Rather, the mitzvah to light it during the day is to further illuminate the rest of the world with the spiritual light of the Beis HaMikdash. Moreover, the Rambam's characterization of the mitzvah as not lighting per se, but rather the hatava, making the menorah good, further underscores the Medrash's idea that the point of the menorah was not to illuminate the Beis HaMikdash per se, but rather it was to make the menorah good. It was to prepare it for its broader purpose, namely to spread the spiritual light of the Shechina, the divine presence that rested inside the Beis HaMikdash, and to share it with the rest of the world. Have a wonderful week.